Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning. And I'm still sharing concerning kings and priests. Kings and priests. Yesterday I spoke about the fact that God has made us kings and priests, and that He sees us as kings and priests. And I spoke about the fact that you're a king, and the fact that your domain of influence is actually the world, the whole earth. The whole earth belongs to you. God has willed the earth to you and I. You know, He says that He has given the world to us. He says the world is yours. And He has given us the opportunity to rule and reign over every single thing that is here on earth. Apart from man, of course. Hallelujah. But you have to take control over circumstances of life, over demon spirits, over all those things that will try to overcome you or try to come against you. Hallelujah. That's what God has made you for. Now, the other thing is that you have a meat priest. You know, we read Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 yesterday. It says, and has made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let me read from verse 5 so we get to some more. It says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He has made us kings, and He has made us priests. You see, so we are priests. You and I have become priests. If you read in 1 chapter 2, from verse 5, he says, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We read verse 9 of that same scripture. He says that, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You see, He calls us a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That is who you have become. You have become a priest. You know, and as a priest, you are a carrier of the presence of God. That is what you are. It means that you carry the presence of God wherever you go. Hallelujah. If you read in 2 Samuel chapter 6, you know, David was carrying the Ark of Covenant with the children of Israel. They were carrying the Ark of Covenant into David's city, you know. And as they were going, they decided to keep the Ark on a wonderful cart, you know. And the Ark of Covenant is what contains the presence of God. That was what contained the presence of God during those times, you know. And the Bible says that they put it on the cart. God was angry, but God didn't say anything. And yes, the donkeys were pulling the cart and the cart was going. You know, they got to a place where the cart shook a little, and there's a guy called Uzzah, you see, and another guy called Ahio. They are the ones who were driving the cart. And as they were driving the cart, and they got to that place where the cart shook a little, and the Ark of Covenant wanted to come now. It was as though the Ark of Covenant was going to come down. So Uzzah stretched forth his hand to touch the Ark of Covenant so that he could keep it in place. But the Bible says that he was smote to death. God smote him to death in that same place, you know. Let me read it in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 6. It says that when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. Then verse 9 says, and David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? You know, so David kept it somewhere. He kept it in Obed-Edom's house. And now the Ark of Covenant was there. Obed-Edom was just prospering and increasing. Then David went to the scriptures that was available there, looked through and found out that he was not supposed to have kept the Ark of Covenant on a cart. The Ark of Covenant is destined to be carried by the priests, the Levites. It was not to be carried by any other person or any other thing. The priests were the ones who were designed to carry the glory of God that was in that Ark. You see, so we have been made kings and priests, and we are the ones who carry the presence of God. And we bring the presence of God wherever we go. You have to be conscious of it, that you have become a priest. God has made you a priest, and you carry His presence wherever you go. Hallelujah. That's what you have become. You are a carrier of His presence. You are not ordinary. Say to yourself, I'm not ordinary today. You are not ordinary at all. When you come in there, you have brought the presence of God. You have brought the glory of God. You have brought the grace of God. You have brought the peace of God, because you are the carrier of the glory of God. Hallelujah. That's what you are as a priest. You see, He says He has made us kings and priests. We communicate His glory. We communicate His presence wherever we find ourselves. Hallelujah. That's who you are. Don't forget that. Love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep doing your priestly ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.